Blog Talk Radio.
On this Tuesday, Gospel Radio broadcast for the Church of Christ. We're just glad to be here tonight. My apologies to our faithful listeners who've been waiting. We finally got ourselves together, and here we are. But we praise God for this opportunity. We thank God especially for our brethren, the Darien Loop Congregation of the Church of Christ, who sponsors and pays for this broadcast each week. And we're thankful to all of those who are faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and who work with us, as well as those who participate in listening and in inquiry and asking questions in our broadcast sessions. We just thank you, because the things that we're talking about are the things that matter when it comes to gaining and receiving eternal life from God. So we want you to know that this program is about the truth. Jesus says in John 8:32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." We need truth in order to be free from the condemnation of sin. Sin is the greatest enemy, the heaviest burden that men have ever encountered. There is nothing that we can do of ourselves that will put us in a relationship with God where we have access to eternal life. When God created man in the beginning, it was God's purpose that man live forever in his presence, that man live forever in his grace, that man live forever in his blessedness. But man failed. Man failed God, and he failed himself. And he put his soul in jeopardy by committing sin, the very thing that God commanded him not to do. That's what man did. Men are still doing that today. We sin many times through ignorance. By the time we get of age to really understand what God expects of us as spiritual creatures, we have already sinned and have already died died in sin because of our mistakes, because of our own ignorance. But thank God for the Word. We have a revelation of God's will, the revelation of truth in the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Our program is entitled by the acronym of the word Bible, B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know. We want you to know the truth. We want you to know how you can become saved in the Lord. And we want to encourage you, if you've been saved in Christ, live a humble, submissive, and repentant life, and be saved for eternity by dying in true faith and holiness. Because we're going to leave this world. Everybody is going to leave this earth. We're not going to be on earth forever. There's a religious philosophy and doctrine that teaches a paradise on earth, an eternal home for the soul of man on earth. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. That philosophy, that doctrine of the devil, is not written in the Word of God. On the contrary, the Apostle Peter, one of the pillars of the church in the first century, wrote to the Christians, especially the Jewish Christians who were scattered all over the Roman Empire. He wrote in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, that God is not slack concerning his promises, but he is patient with man, not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. Because God is going to destroy this world with fire. The fiery indignation of God will be revealed in the final day. And God is going to destroy, he's going to burn up the heavens, the earth, and all the elements, all of the physical elements that we see, the stars, the moon, even the sun. God's fire is greater than the sun. It's not to be compared. The sun is physical. God's fire is spiritual. He's going to dissolve everything in this universe. It's going to dissolve and disappear. And where will man, where will the soul be? Man himself will not be in flesh and blood. He'll be spirit. But where will the soul be? To those who have done evil and who have not repented, their soul will reside in eternal fire and damnation of hell. Those who have done righteousness and have been faithful to God in obeying the gospel and living the truth, they will be living eternally with God in heaven, just like God planned it from the beginning. Because man lost his first estate, we have to get back to that first estate. As I said before, man had no remedy. He had no way of being able to accomplish that on his own. He couldn't think it, he couldn't think his way into that relationship. And it was nothing, no good deed that he could do in exchange for the penalty of disobeying God. There's nothing he could do that would cause him to have the promise of eternal life secured.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the perfect man, came into the world by the power of God, the Holy Ghost being producing, the Holy Ghost, which is God, produced him, and he was born in the flesh of his mother, Mary. He is the only perfect man who committed no sin that ever walked on the face of the earth since the creation. But God did that.
Amen.
Man, Jesus Christ, became the perfect, eternal, and powerful sacrifice to please God's desire, to please God's justice for all men and their sins. Today, if we want salvation, we have to go to Christ, because Christ is our salvation. Christ is our peace. Christ is our Passover sacrifice. 2 days ago, people around the world called themselves celebrating Easter, celebrating a religious day that has nothing to do with Christianity.
Amen.
The Passover was observed by the obedient ones of the law of Moses. The law of Moses is replaced.
Amen.
The law of Moses is abolished. The law of Moses is not in force. The law of Christ is in force today. The law of Christ has the power to save. Perfect salvation was not available under the law of Moses. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 15 tells you that because the first covenant was not perfect, God established a second covenant, a new covenant with mankind. Not like the one that he gave to Israel when Moses was in the Mount Horeb on the Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments and the law of God and the ordinances. There were over 613 ordinances and commandments that constituted the law of Moses. God gave that to the children of Israel, a physical people, a people that he called out to receive his blessing, to have his love, and to have his favor. He called them out of the worldliness which was surrounding mankind and preserved for himself a holy people by which he would bring the perfect law of liberty and salvation to man. God only required of the Old Testament faith that they remain faithful to the law in which they live. They couldn't live under the law of Christ because it was not in force at that time. The Testament was the Old Testament. The law of Christ is the New Testament. In Hebrews chapter 9, around verse 21 through 27, we find that a testament is not in force until after men are dead. A testament is a will. Everybody understands a will. When you set a will up, you set a law for your heirs, your descendants after you. Okay? Christ died for the New Testament will and covenant of God. Now, God has a new covenant, a new will for man, and that's the will in which we live now. This is the day of the New Testament covenant of God. So everything we do is about obeying and following the instructions and commandments of the New Testament gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Many are not doing that today, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, faithful ministers of God. Many in the world are not doing that. And even those that are religious are just a minority. The majority of men around the world do not worship God or have any devotion to God at all.
Amen.
So we know that the majority of men, the majority of souls of men, are already on their way to hell. But for those of us who are seeking salvation, who are following religion and religious faith, you need to know that you must follow the truth, the word of God. And it is written. It's not a fairy tale. You don't have to guess. Men don't have to figure it out. It's already written. The gospel is plain. The gospel of God is simple. It's easy to understand. It's available to know. It is even as simple as it is, the gospel is greater than all of the wisdom of all men put together. Because no man is able to save his soul from eternal damnation. We need God. We need God, our Savior. And that is Jesus Christ, the living word. John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14 through 16. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. We got to know the truth. We got to believe the truth. We have to obey the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, the truth is the only thing that can set us free from the condemnation of hell through sin. God's grace has been brought down. Salvation has been brought back into the life of man. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 says, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all mankind, teaching us that denying ungodliness and fleshly lust, that we should live soberly." That's wise. That's wisdom. That's the wisdom of God. We need to live sensibly and righteously. Righteously simply means that we're going to live according to the righteous word and instruction of God. God gives us righteous instruction. He makes us righteous when we obey him. The baptism into Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God that we must receive in order to be in a condition of eternal salvation and eternal life.
Amen.
We have to maintain our eternal life by obeying and following the word of God, the commandment of God, the instructions of God's word until the day we leave this earth. whether we die and go in the grave or whether we are alive and are changed on the day, that final day when Jesus comes back with his holy angel to destroy the world and to rain fire of punishment on the evildoers. Church of Christ, true Christians, and faithful Christians of the Lord, we will not receive the judgment of God in the final day, but we will receive the embrace, the love, and the eternal salvation of God in the final day. Only those who have lived an ungodly and unrighteous and a disobedient life will have to face the horror, the terror, and the punishment of eternal hell.
Amen.
We're trying to help you, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to help you to avoid that place called hell. Hell is real. There's a religious doctrine that don't believe in hell. They believe hell is a fairy tale. They don't believe that there's a heaven. They believe that heaven is going to be on earth. But they are wrong. They are liars. They are false teachers. It's a false religion. It wouldn't be possible for heaven or hell to be on earth if Jesus says that he's going to destroy this world and you got to go to heaven or hell. Jesus promised his faithful disciples, 14, verse 6, 1 through 6, he says, I am going to prepare, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you shall be also. Jesus is never going to set foot on this earth again. He already did. He came and fulfilled the will of God, the Father, and now he is God. And
amen.
He reigns on the eternal throne of God, and he is going to judge all of the wicked of the world. He's going to judge every generation of wickedness. But he's going to save for eternal life all of those who have obeyed and who remain faithful to God in their lifetime. That's the final day. After we die, there's nothing left but the judgment. Nobody's going to come back in another life. There's not going to be any, there's no reincarnation for anyone. Never had, never will. If it was, Moses would still be alive. David would still be alive. Isaiah and the prophets would still be alive. Adam would still be living. There's no such thing as a reincarnation. We will die and we will remain physically dead until the final day of reckoning with Jesus Christ, the quick, the judge of the living and the dead. That's what we got to deal with, ladies and gentlemen. So you want to obey Christ, and you want to do that now. You want to wait till death comes, because that's too late. You want to wait till the last minute. There are some folks, Brother Parker, they done waited till the last minute. They are senile. They have Alzheimer's. They sick. They in the bed. I taught a person one time that they couldn't get in water. The doctor said if they get in some water, they're going to die. Couldn't even baptize. If you're not baptized into Christ, you're not in Christ. If you die without obedience to the gospel, you will go to hell. God gives everybody a chance. We all got a chance. Some people think, I'm going to wait till I'm 80, 90 years old, can't do nothing else, and I'm going to come serve the Lord. You don't even know if you'll live to be 80 or 90, because we ain't promised tomorrow. Now is the time. All we have is today, right now. And if you're going to obey God for eternal life, you need to make up your mind now. You need to decide within your mind, I'm going to change. I'm going to repent of all of my sin and wrongdoing. I'm going to quit my false religion, and I'm going to get with the righteousness of God and the true religion of the faith in Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil has over 600 names denominations of churches and religions in the world.
Amen.
Most of you are a part of it. All of you who are religious today, 99% of you are a part of Satan's religious doctrine that are taught by Satan's ministers. Oh, Brother William, Satan don't have no ministers. You saying Satan got preachers? The Bible says that Satan has preachers. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 13, 14, and 15, Paul was writing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit said to the Corinthian church, don't be surprised. Satan has ministers. There are false teachers that are the ministers of Satan. They are false apostles. They are the apostles of Satan. Their names are not written in the Word of God. Satan don't have no Bible for you. Satan don't have no salvation for you. Satan don't have no revelation of truth for you. He is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. He is the father of lies. And all he wants to do is to steal and to kill your soul for damnation in hell. All Satan can do is tell you lies and change the Word of God and lie on God to get you to believe what he wants you to believe.
Amen.
Satan tell you that baptism is not necessary in order for one to be saved. Satan has told that lie to billions of people, and they believe it. He has hundreds and millions of ministers who teach it around the world, especially in the United States of America. They teach that men do not have to be baptized to receive the salvation by the grace of God. But that's not in the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. When you read your Bible, the Word of God, you will not find any statement or any doctrine or any scripture that teaches such a lie. Jesus commanded baptism for salvation. And Jesus is the God who is the judge of the souls of all men.
Amen.
If Jesus commanded it, how can we say that it is not necessary? Jesus commanded water baptism. You got some folks believe that water baptism is of no value. But there's no other baptism you can read about in the Bible. Everything that has to do with baptism has to do with water. Water is not the saving power. The power of God through faith is what saves. But God chose the simple thing of the gospel to bring salvation into the life of man. And God said, baptism in water. Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 15 and 16, to his faithful disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody. Whosoever is baptized, whosoever repent and is baptized, whosoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. If you don't believe the gospel, you don't believe in the commandment of the gospel, you can't be saved. You have to believe the gospel. The gospel says, repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name, by the authority of, and by the power of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Jesus Christ is God our Savior. The power is a sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice of his blood, shedding of his blood in death. That blood is reached when one obeys God's commandment for baptism through faith. We are baptized into his death. That's where Jesus shed his blood. He was already dead when the Roman soldier pierced his side. He was in death. And in death, his blood was shed. And his blood is for the cleansing of every nation. The cleansing of the souls of every man who obeys the gospel. All have not obeyed the gospel. That's what the Bible says in Romans Romans chapter 10, verses 17 through 20. All have not obeyed the gospel. All have not heard the gospel. The gospel is the truth. It's the word of God. Speaks on this wise. It tells us what God did to save man's soul. God was manifest in the flesh, 1 Timothy 3:16. God was preached on in the world. God was seen of the holy angels and ministered to by the holy angels. God is now gone to heaven. That God is Jesus Christ, God the Savior, God the Son. That's Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. In John chapter 1:14, the Word of God is God, and the Word became and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. And because of what God did, by him, he gave men the opportunity and the access to become spiritual sons of God. One man sinned, he becomes a son of disobedience and a son of the devil. But God redeems us by his grace so that we become spiritual sons of God once again. We were born sons of God, but we sinned. And we denied and lost our eternal life salvation. But now through Jesus Christ, we can obtain eternal life salvation again. Ladies and gentlemen, so many are following false doctrine, false religion, and you're going to hell. Your religion, your church name, your all of the things that you are teaching in your church are not in the New Testament Word of God. They are not a part of the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of Christ has no mistake, has no error, has no fault. It is perfect law of liberty, James chapter 1, verse 25. It is complete, it is perfect, it is holy, it is God, God's word, God's will, and God's commandment. You want to love God? Somebody say, I love Jesus. You got to love Jesus by loving the word. The love of God is keeping his commandments. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 3. The love of God is keeping his commandments. It is not a love of human affection that we often think about. It is a love of obedience and devotion to truth, the word of God.
Amen.
You don't love like God loves by respect of person. That's what we do in our human love. I love my children. I don't really love your children like I love my children. I love my children much more.
Amen.
I could care little or nothing for your children. But in the spirit, in Christ, we love no matter what age, what gender, what nationality, what country, what language, how old you are, how young you are. We love because we are instructed and we are taught by the word of God to love the souls of every man, to do good to every man because we love God. A lot of hate, a lot of wrongdoing, a lot of evil going on in the world today. And them same people claiming, I love God. You are lying. The word of God is not in you. You're walking in the darkness of sin and death. And you are not living in the light of Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we live our lives in light, that light is the direction, the word, the guidance, the instruction of the word of God. That's what the light is. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the light. We have to follow his instructions. We got to want to. We got to love the truth. No matter who it hurts, no matter how it makes you feel, you got to love the truth in order to be faithful and saved in Christ. Many today are walking in a faith, not the faith, but but a faith.
Amen.
You talk about my faith is Baptist. I'm of the Catholic faith. I'm of the Methodist faith. I'm of the Episcopalian faith. I'm a Presbyterian. I'm a Pentecostal.
Yes.
I'm an apostolic. I'm a Christian Scientist, Mormon. I'm a Jehovah's Witness. None of these are Christ. Nor Christ's church. They're not the religion that Christ founded for you to follow. You can't read these religions in your Bible. All you know these religions by is what men say, because they started with men. They didn't start with Christ, with God. They didn't begin in AD 33 when the church began in the city of Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, none of them began in the city of Jerusalem whenever they got started. None of them. None of them are spoken of in the Bible. The Church of Christ is written in the Word of God, is written in the will of God, is written on the pages of inspiration. It is written.
Amen.
16 and 16. One another with the Holy Kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writes to the church at Rome and encourages them to greet their fellow brethren, members of the Church of Christ, worldwide. That's what the church, that's what the true Church of Christ is today. It is a worldwide kingdom. It is the only kingdom where salvation is and where salvation can be found. It is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:13. You have been transferred out of the kingdom of the devil, the kingdom of darkness, damnation, and hell, and have been transferred into the kingdom of salvation, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God's dear Son, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Spiritual kingdom, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a kingdom that's going to be observed with the eye of nature. You can't open your eye of nature and see it. You have to open up the eyes of your mind of faith toward God. You see, that's what God's will is. We got to believe. We got to open up the eyes of the mind. God wants to enter your heart and reside with you and save you for eternal life. He wants you to come out of the world, come out of sin, come out of sinful darkness. Stop fornicating, stop lying, stop stealing, stop murder, stop hating, stop doing evil, religion. Stop listening to false teachers and listen to the word of God. It's amazing today. So many people are living their lives, even in religion. And they act like they want to go to hell, Brother Parker. They won't obey the truth. They know what the gospel says. We've taught it. They've heard it. But they won't obey the gospel. No, I was born a Baptist. I was raised a Baptist. I'm going to stay a Baptist. But there are no Baptists in religion in the Bible. There was only one person in the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation that was referred to as a Baptist. He didn't have no Baptist church. He did not have a Baptist religion. He was a servant and obedient to God under the law of Moses. He was a Jew, practicer of Judaism. He was not a Baptist. He died before the Church of Christ was established. But guess what? Do you know that spiritually he and everyone who died faithful to God in their generation before Christ are now saved in the Church of Christ? Why? Because Christ died and shed his blood in his death. And he took that blood and he freed all of those who were faithful to God, yet who died of their sin, because the blood of bulls and goats could not remove sin. His blood removed their sin. And now they are saved for eternal life. They have salvation forever. They are in the spiritual kingdom of Jesus Christ, the spiritual church of Jesus Christ. They're in the spiritual body of Jesus Christ. They are spiritually alive forevermore. As long as God lives, their soul lives. Ladies and gentlemen, we who are living today have to do the same thing. We got to obey the word of God. We got to live faithful until we die, until Jesus comes back, and we too will join with them as we all enter into heaven. Oh, that's going to be a great and glorious day for the believers. That's going to be a great and glorious day for the righteous. For we will enter into the blessing, the joy, the peace, and the eternal love of God for eternity. And I'm going to tell you something about eternity. God dwells in the light. There is no darkness in him at all. 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 5. There is no darkness in him at all. There is no sin in him. Read your Bible. God dwells in the light, in the unapproachable light. Flesh and blood cannot live or dwell in God's spiritual house. Flesh and blood cannot dwell in heaven. We will not be flesh and blood. We will be spirit when we enter into heaven, because that's what God is. John 4:24, God is spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In 1 John chapter 2, John says, in Revelation chapter 1 and chapter 2, John said, all that are saved will see him in that final day, because we're going to be just like him. Even those that pierced him will see him as he is, but they won't be going to heaven. They're going to be going to hell because they're going to die. They live and die in sin. We're going to all see Jesus. We're going to all see God. Some are going to see God in pain. Some of us are going to see God in peace. You want the peace of God tonight? You must obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you obey the gospel of Christ, you are saved for eternal life. But you must continue in a faithful life in obedience to the commandments and the directions of God through the gospel. You cannot be unfaithful. You cannot go back to living an unfaithful and a worldly life and expect God to save you in the last day. You must be faithful to God. You can't be wishy-washy. Got too many folks, Brother Parker. They want to be faithful today. Amen. They want to sin tomorrow. You can't do that in Christ. You are not in the spiritual body of Christ when you live like that. You are what God calls in Revelation chapter 3. You are lukewarm. You make God sick. God ready to throw you up. He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I can't stand lukewarmness. You either be hot or be cold. See, that's God's will. Be hot or cold. But don't be in and out, up and down, and back and forth in the sin. And then want to run back and forth to the church. Don't do that. You are playing with God. You are blaspheming the word of God. You are an abomination in the sight of God. God will spew you out. God will cut you off from eternal life and salvation. Don't play with God. God is a terrible, God is a wrath and vengeful God.
Amen.
Think about it. God is loving and merciful, but he is also severe. He is loving and merciful toward the faithful and the obedient, but he is a terror, and he is severe in punishing the evildoer. You got to be righteous. You got to stay right. Sincere. You got to be committed. You got to be faithful in your commitment to God. And God's going to save you. Ladies and gentlemen, I've shared with you the grace of God, the gospel of God, and I've warned you about the failure to obey God. What will you do with the word of God? If you listen, you say no, the only question I can ask you is, what in hell do you really want? What is so attractive? What is so desirable about going to hell that you are not going to obey God? I'd like somebody to tell me that. We can take some questions tonight. Yeah, if you got a question about the faith and the will and the judgment and the doctrine of God, You can ask a question tonight. You can question anything that I've said. You can, and we will give you a Bible. We have given you the Word of God. We have given you Bible references. Hope you wrote them down. But if you ain't writing them down, start writing them down. Go back and look at it. Let God's Word speak to your heart. Believe the Word of God. Don't believe the pastor, the reverend so-called, the preacher. Huh? Don't believe them. Believe the Word of God. If the minister is not teaching you God's Word verbatim, don't you believe it. So he's teaching you a lot. God said to Adam and Eve, the day you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is the tree of sin and death, you will die.
Satan said,
you will, he said, you, God said, you will surely die. Huh? He didn't just say you're going to die. He said, you're going to surely die. You're going to definitely, positively die. Satan said, you will not surely die. And then he told a lie. He cooked up a lie. He lied on God, and then he cooked up a lie to deceive Eve, was a sucker for the same lie.
Amen.
He wasn't deceived. He was standing right there with Eve. But Eve was the one that the devil tricked. They were standing right there together. They were both looking. But Eve allowed the devil to tempt her and to trick her till she did what God told her not to do. Ladies and gentlemen, tell you something. Don't let no man, no false teacher, false apostle, false prophet, don't let a false pastor, don't let nobody trick you. Read the Bible and learn the truth for yourself. Question that lie. Make them prove it by the Word of God. Don't believe everything a man say because he say he a preacher. I'm a pastor. I'm a man of God. Don't believe that. You got to try every spirit because there are spirits that are not of God. That's
Amen.
That's in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Not every spirit or claim to be spiritual person is from God. They are liars. The devil is a spirit too. His ministers are ministering according to his spirit. God's ministers minister according to God's spirit, the truth. Don't let nobody fool you. They say on the commercial, tricks off of kids. God is not looking for children obedience and faith, but God is looking for strong men, faithful and dedicated and steadfast believers. That's what God's looking for. He's not looking for children of in faith. Don't be a child in the Word. Be a child in your attitude of faith toward God. Children depend on their parents.
Amen.
You got to depend on God. But you're not going to be no baby. You're going to be a full-grown man in Christ. God is expecting all of us to come to spiritual maturity where we will no longer be tricked by every wine and every deceitful, cunning device that Satan has. God doesn't want that. Read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. God is not looking for you to be without understanding, without knowledge, without wisdom of the truth. So you're going to have to decide, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not a member of the spiritual church of Christ that is written in the New Testament will of God that you and I are to follow for salvation. If you're not a member of that church, you're in the wrong church, religious
Amen.
Women. You're in the wrong church, religious people. Baptist is not the church of Christ. Catholic
Amen.
Is not the church of Christ. Jehovah's Witness is not the church of Christ.
Amen.
Lutheran is not the church of Christ. Methodist is not the church of Christ. These are
Amen.
The major religions that people are part of. There's over 2 billion people serving in all these religions. They're the biggest ones on planet Earth.
Amen.
They even ridicule the church of Christ. Y'all ain't got that many folks. Y'all just a little old religious institution. The church of Christ is worldwide. The reason there are so few because God knew, he knew before he established the church on earth that men would not come into the church in the majority. Jesus
Amen.
Said in John chapter 7, John chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. He says, there are going to be those that's going to go in the broad gate. He said, don't go through the broad way. Don't enter into the broad gate. He said, wide is the gate that leads to destruction. He says, many are going to go in that way. Go where? Go into hell.
Amen.
Enter ye in through the straight gate. That's the true way. That's the narrow way. He says, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life. In other words, God's truth is absolute. There's no different truth from God. See, men have their own truth. Men have relative truth. I talked with a man years ago. He said, man, you know, truth and righteousness is relative. It depends on the time and the culture and all that. Not true. That's a lie from Satan. Truth is absolute. God is truth. I am the truth. I am the eternal life. I'm the way. You got to enter into the way of the Lord. He says only a few are going to find that. Only a few are going to figure it out. Only a few are going to enter into eternal life. God already knew. Jesus said in further down in verse 21 through 24, he said, many shall come to me in the last day, saying, Lord, Lord, we have prophesied in your name. We have cast out devils in your name. We have done many wonderful works in your name. And Jesus said, I will say to them, I never knew you. Oh, my goodness. Jesus is talking about religious folks. Jesus is talking about folks who are in religion that are disobedient to God, who are not following the faith of Jesus Christ. Jesus is talking about members of the Church of Christ who are living disobedient lives.
Amen.
You want to claim salvation. Lord, you know what I did. I did this, I did that. You already know, Lord, so I'm ready to go to heaven. And Jesus said, no, you're not. I don't even know who you are spiritually.
Amen.
Jesus is not the father of unrighteousness. Therefore, he has no children of unrighteousness. If your child, if somebody walks up to you and say, hey, mama, or hey, daddy, and they're not your child, don't you know your children? What are you going to tell them? You're going to tell them, you're not my child. You're making a mistake. Boy, girl, I'm not your father. I'm not your mother. I don't even know you. God's going to do the same thing in the day, the final day of reckoning, the day of judgment of the sinful world. God's going to do the same thing to all the religious people who did not follow his written will but had their own religion. The only way you can be born into the faith of Jesus Christ, you must be born of the water and the Spirit. That's the only way you can be born into the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus said that. Jesus said that before he even died on the cross. Now he done died on the cross, Brother Parker, and people try to get into the kingdom another way. They don't want to die to the love and practice of sin. They don't want to be buried with Christ by faith, as is taught in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Know ye not that as many of you as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with Christ by baptism into death. And just like Christ was raised from the dead, even so we also are raised to walk in an eternal life, a new life, a spiritual life that you didn't have before you met Christ. We were all walking in sin and darkness until we met Jesus. And Jesus saved our souls by obeying his gospel. But you got ministers say you don't have to be baptized to be saved. All you got to do is believe. Say the sinner's prayer. Give thanks to God. You're saved. God will remove your sin. The Bible says that baptism washes away sin. How can one get their sins removed if they're not baptized in the water of baptism, the washing of the sinful souls by the power of the word of God, the truth. But you got preachers that tell you, you don't have to. They're lying. They're liars. I don't care who they are. I don't care how popular they are. I don't care how rich and how famous they are. They are liars.
Amen.
Telling you what God wants you to know. I'm telling you what God loves, the truth. Do you love the truth? Then you got to be willing to obey it. You got to be willing to obey it today, not next year, not when you get too old to do anything but crawl to a worship service. You got to do it while you have the ability. You got to serve God. You got to work in the kingdom. You got to be concerned about helping other souls be saved. We're not in this for ourselves. We don't learn selfishness from Christ. We learn selflessness from Christ. Christ gave it all. Are you willing to give it all for God? You don't have to die physically for God. You have to live spiritually for God. But you got to give up. What you got to give, what you got to kill, is all these worldly and fleshly lusts and desires that are against God, that are destroying your soul. Otherwise, you love to go to hell. And I can't say for the life of me, I can't see for the life of me why people want to go to hell, Brother Parker.
Amen.
But so many are going. Brother Parker, I'm gonna let you take over, man. I think I've said enough. And I'm gonna let you go on and pinch hit and back me on in for the run. I'm on third base. We're gonna win this thing, man.
Amen. Amen.
The ball is in your court, my brother.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Good. God bless you and the family. Okay.
Thank you, sir. God bless
you. Amen. We were commanded by the Bible to preach the word. To be instant in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in that generation right now. Men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. And many, that's worldwide. But even in the Church of Christ, we have some preachers there who just in there for the money and the honey and whatever it is. And they do not want to tell the people, upset nobody there. They want them all to make them feel good. The gospel is not a feel good. It's going to feel good when you start living right and listening to it. But before then, you got to convert the people. 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, we in it right now. Men will not endure sound doctrine. And that's a shame now. Largest churches of Christ in the world. They want to get somebody up there to tell the people what they want to hear, not to preach that doctrine, but to tell them what they want to hear to feel good so that they can pass that plate and get that money. That's been taken from the world. And a lot of people are looking at the churches on the television. And they told them they can just send them their money. They give them the place to send it to, the address, and everything to send it to. See, this is what is pathetic about this age now. Amen. Preach the word. We were commanded in 2 Timothy chapter 4 to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. The word of God is out of season now. And even many churches of Christ preachers are embracing the fact that they need to tell the people what they want to hear and not preach the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
If you're listening and you're going to a church of Christ and you're not the preacher, you're a good member, the elder, a deacon or something like that, talk to your preacher, whoever preaches. Tell them to preach the sermon I've always told you about. What in hell do you want? Amen.
All right.
the only church on planet Earth that can keep you out of hell is the Church of Christ. Amen.
Oh.
Only one in the Bible. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. You see, nobody can destroy the word of God. Now, a lot of folk have made Bibles and changed them and everything, but the King James Version of the Bible is here. The complete word of God is going to be here till Christ come back. Amen? We need to keep preaching it. Forget about that. And that's the only way you're going to convert people. Amen? Look at these worldly churches. Amen. A Sunday morning nightclub, all that mechanical instruments, music, making them feel good, having groups of singers singing up there just like they did when they came out of the nightclub or whatever, partying or whatever. Amen. Still half high with dope. That'd make them feel good and reach in their pockets and give that money. No. The word of God, the Bible, heaven and earth shall pass away, Jesus said, but my word shall stand forever. Amen. When you preach Christ's word, you convert people. Amen. They fall in love with the word of God and what they have been commanded to do. That's the power of the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 4, we as ministers of the Church of Christ, leaders of the Church of Christ, we are to teach and preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, we're in that generation now, that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own luck, hate to themselves. Teachers have an itch in ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. They're even now, but it's pathetic now, that churches of Christ get big and money be given real well there. They're going to have to make you preachers that they want to find to tell the people to keep them happy, to keep them giving. That's a sin and a shame. Amen.
Yeah.
The word of God is powerful. If you preach it, literally preach the word of God, you convert people. Amen. And that's what we've been told to do. And there's only one church in the Bible. That's the Church of Christ. Amen. In a lot of churches of Christ, the leadership and preachers in there are giving them the world experience. Amen.
Man.
You know, don't want to preach on what's right. You see, we got to convert the people in order not to go to hell. And when you preach the gospel unto them, they become faithful members, living righteously. Amen. Till death do they part. That's why we were commanded to preach the word. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Be instant in season, out of season. You know, the word of God is out of season now. Amen. And a lot of the guys go get degrees and so forth in Bible and come to the Church of Christ and start preaching and using big words and everything like that, acting like they're so intelligent and not preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And if you minister listening tonight, I'm going to say just what I say all the time. I want you to preach the sermon when you get a chance to. What in hell do you want? It's got to be something down there. In other words, it's got to be that. Because if you're in the ministry for making money, you may as well sit your rump on a stump somewhere. Get out of that pulpit. You're not preaching for money. Amen? You're preaching the word of God to convert people. And it's in the Bible. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. It's going to be here forever. And we were commanded, 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, we're in that generation right now, men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lustful desire, hate to themselves, teachers have an itch in ear, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. Especially when we got all of these Christian colleges with degrees and everything. They come out and use big words and terms and everything just to impress the people. Amen. Not to convert them, but to compress them. Amen.
Yeah.
Preach it. Amen. Many times, years ago, when I started preaching, I was 8 years old, but I was younger during them back days, and I was fired from a lot of churches. Amen.
Not
that this sermon, if you're listening, you're a preacher, I keep telling this week after week. Preach the sermon. What in hell do you want? What's down there? Those older preachers back in the day, they converted a many people. Amen. You're not in the ministry for money-making sake. You know, money-making sake. That's what a lot of ministers of the Church of Christ are. We know that's what the worldly guys are making all the time, making that money, passing that plate. Amen. Some are taking up fortunes of dollars to those churches. They let them mail it in. Anybody can mail some money to them. They can look at them on television. They're going to be saved anyway. That's a lie. To convert the people. That's why so many folk go on the hill. Amen. You're not in the ministry just to make some good, quiet little money. No. You're in it to convert the people. Preach the word, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in a generation now. The time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lustful desires, heap to themselves teachers having itch ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and turn unto fables. We've got to keep preaching the word of God. Amen. And if you preach the word of God, you'll see what God is doing. You can convert people, make them faithful until death. Amen. Do they part from earth? Amen. Keep preaching it, teaching it. Amen. You're not in it for the money per se. Amen. Amen. I know many preachers, even myself, worked and preached. Amen. Did that. Amen. Because you're not in it for money. And if you can get up there and lie and tell people how they feel good, don't tell them what they must do to be saved, don't tell them they got to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized to become a member of the only church in the Bible. Now we just tell them what they want to hear, even sprinkle on them or whatever they want to do. Tell them you're saved already. And they'll be coming back giving money like crazy. And then they'll be at the early morning nightclub, Sunday morning nightclub, all that music and everything else. So they're going to the Sunday morning nightclub, not to the church. Only one church in the Bible. That's the Church of Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in a generation that he said, for the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but heap to themselves, just have an itch in ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fable. Many churches of Christ got sorry so-called preachers up in the pulpit. Amen. And the reason why they're doing that a lot of times, because the so-called preachers want to build the membership up, amen, because he can make some more money, amen.
Yeah.
And in this generation, it's pathetic, amen. They don't have very many parsonages, but they want to go to a church that can pay them big-time money, and they can buy their own house and everything else they want. So they're not in it for the real reason. Reason to rest, 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word. Be instant in season, whether they like it or don't like it. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in that generation now where they will not want to give sound doctrine. Amen. We've got to understand that there's only one church on planet Earth. One church that you can be saved in and go to heaven. That's the Church of Christ. Amen. It's in the New Testament scriptures. Just one church. You don't find all these others. Amen. Ephesians 5:19 told you what to do in there. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing, making melody in your heart unto the Lord, and your mind make your melody. But now,
yeah. You
got Sunday morning nightclubs up. All those instruments and foolishness going on up in there. That's not a church. It's only one church in the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
And headquarters to it is where? In heaven. Amen. Christ died and went back to heaven. Amen. But these world churches, they have headquarters on planet Earth somewhere. Amen. And some of the biggest so called churches that's a headquarters on Earth. Amen.
Yes.
The head man, the head people on planet Earth, and that's not in the Bible. So don't ever think it's going to change. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Amen.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to get rid of the Bible. Amen. Bible could be an acronym. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. It's going to be here because it instructs you on what you must do in order to be saved. Live the right life. Amen. You must hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe it, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Rise up from a new creation in Christ, amen, and live faithfully and righteously till the day you die. And you live the most wonderful life you could have ever lived on planet Earth, and then die and go live with Christ eternally. But Satan is cold-blooded. All these wicked preachers on planet Earth telling people that they're already saved and they're going to go to heaven and everything. But you got to give. The most important thing to them is giving that money. Amen.
Yeah.
And we got to know, once a person is converted, they will do as they are supposed to do scripturally, to give. Amen.
Yeah.
To be faithful. Amen. To the church. The only church in the Bible, the church of Christ. No other church can you find in the Bible. Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart or your mind unto the Lord. Organs and guitars and everything else, there's no mechanical instruments or music or to be in the church that's in the Bible. Amen.
Not.
We've been fighting that for ages on planet Earth because Satan is cold-blooded. Some of the biggest churches on planet Earth are evil churches. They weren't in the Bible. Because their headquarters is on planet Earth. And they tell you what you got to do and make you feel good going in there. They got all the mechanical instruments and music that they can find. And telling you what you want to hear. The word of God in the Bible, it converts people, amen? It teaches them what they must do in order to be saved. If you listen tonight and you're in a church and you weren't in there the right way, the only right way to become a member of the church that's in the Bible, because Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. You have to hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe it, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:37 and 38. That puts you into the only church on planet Earth. Amen? Only one. It's in the Bible. And Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Now, you might have some funny Bible that you got from some institution or something, but the King James Version Bible is here now. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. If you got some funny made Bible or something, go down to a Christian bookstore and buy the King James Version of the Bible. Amen. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Now, do you think anybody on planet Earth is going to destroy completely God's word? No. No, 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 no. It will be here. He told us it will be here. And we've got to understand to keep living it and you live the most blessed life you could live on planet Earth, and then after that death, then you go to heaven and live eternally with God. Amen. That's what it's all about. Only one church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. Amen. And so they got all these other churches from anywhere and everywhere, headquarters on earth. Christ, Christ was in the Bible. The Son of God came here on earth. And he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. And Satan got so cold-blooded, he got people in all kinds of churches. The headquarters is on planet earth. Amen. Now, if you're in a church that's headquarters is on planet Earth, well, you may as well get ready to go to hell. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Nobody on planet Earth is going to destroy his word. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. The King James Version of the Bible is still here. Amen. And we need to obey it. Amen. But a lot of times people just say they just got so hooked up on foolishness now. They got to hear some good music. They've been out drinking and smoking dope all night long and whoremongering and everything else out there all night before Saturday night and everything. They want to go somewhere that's going to make them feel even better. Go to these world of churches with all that music and everything in there and the preach up there just yelling and hollering and not telling no Bible. Just make them feel good. Find the word of God in a church of Christ needs you. Amen. And obey the gospel. How you do that? You must hear the word. Acts chapter 15 and verse 7. Believe it. Mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. And rise up from a new creation in Christ Jesus. And then you just keep walking in the footsteps of Jesus, being faithful to the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And you live the most blessed, most wonderful life you could ever live on planet Earth, and then die graciously and go to heaven to live eternally. Only one or two places you can go. There are some churches that say you can go halfway between heaven and earth after you die. In hell, but you're halfway between heaven and hell. Amen. That's not so. It's only one of two places you go after you die, heaven or hell. Amen. And the basic instruction to go to heaven is in the Bible. If you follow the instruction therein, there's only one church in the Bible. The church that Christ came here, set the example for, was put on the throne and died on the cross. Amen.
Yes.
And he went back to heaven. And he has all the basic instructions for us to go back to heaven. You got to hear the word, Acts chapter 15, verse 7. Believe that word, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. And be baptized into Christ, Acts 2, 37 and 38. And that puts you into the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. And all the basic instructions in the New Testament is there for you to do and be faithful until death. Now, if you're listening tonight, you know, you're not a member of the only church in the Bible, visit one nearest you, the Church of Christ, in your area. Amen. Do that. Look for it. If you don't have it in your area right away, it's one close enough to you. Amen. And go and obey the gospel of Christ if you want to go to heaven. Amen. Nobody that's not living the life that Christ commanded us to do is going to heaven. Amen. That's why hell's going to be loaded. Amen. You can't imagine how many people go to hell. Amen. And they could care less. We will ask you now, tonight, visit a Church of Christ nearest you. Please do that. And obey the gospel. You must hear the word, Acts 15 and verse 7. Believe the word, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32, and then be baptized into Christ Jesus, Acts 2:37-38. Please do that. Amen. Because we were commanded to preach the word. Amen.
Yes.
Second Timothy chapter 4. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in the generation now. The time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine. But
that's
he
right.
Just themselves teachers have an itch of ears. And they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto people. Now, if you listen to this program tonight and you're not a member of the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ, please go visit one immediately. And obey the gospel of Christ so that you can save your soul from hell. If there's any question or anything, press button number one right now and we can talk to you. Amen, Brother Johnson, Brother Will.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Parker. Thank you, Brother Brian, Brother Brown, for being with us tonight, moderating this program presentation. We're so thankful for all of those who participated with the program tonight, signed on as a listener. If you're a member of the Church of Christ or not, you're one of our faithful brothers who preach the Word of God in your work, in the ministry of Jesus Christ, faithfully. We're just glad to be a part of this. If you're a member of the Church of Christ and you know that you're living an unrighteous life, we pray by your participation in this program that you have been admonished and that you have received the knowledge and the faith to repent and get your life right. God is looking for faithful souls to save. God is not saving unfaithful. God is not saving the ignorant, those that don't know him. And those that don't obey him, he's not saving those. He's only saving the faithful, the obedient, the righteous.
Amen.
So, you know, you want to be a part of the salvation of God, you got to be in Christ and live right.
Amen.
You got to love your neighbor. You got to do good. If you sin against your brother, you got to go to God in prayer and go to your brother in prayer and get forgiveness and be forgiven and be restored. You know, come out of sin, ladies and gentlemen. Don't wallow in sin. Don't let pride, ignorance, or anything else stop you from being the servant and faithful child of God that you are supposed to be in Christ. I'm saying that to true and faithful members of the Church of Christ. Don't let anything get in your way. Serve God in all faith and fidelity. Because eternal life depends on it. Praise the Lord. We want to thank everybody who's been a part of this program broadcast tonight. We're going to get ready to close up. Listen, we want to encourage everybody. Get your friends and neighbors or get your relatives or find the loved ones that you care about and invite them to be a part of this program on Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in the United States of America. We're going to be broadcasting a special broadcast event. We are especially doing this for those who have questions of faith, morality, and God's word. We invite you to be out. Come on the radio broadcast. Get on your telephone and get in and ask your questions. We promise you, if you ask a Bible question, we're going to give you a Bible answer. We're going to give you the answer from the Bible. We're going to give you book, chapter, and verse, or you can find the teaching for your faith and truth. We're going to give it to you. We're not going to tell you our opinion. We're not going to make up no story. We're not going to give you no false wisdom and illustrations of material activity to tell you what God wants. We're going to tell you what the Word of God says. And you can understand it. So be ready to be with us on Thursday of this week. Same time, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, whatever that is, whatever day or evening that is, day or night, in your time zone, come on to the broadcast and invite someone to come and see with you. Come, let us go up to the house of the Lord, where we will learn of his way, and he's going to bless us. He's going to grace our life. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Righteous God, Holy Father. Father Jesus, the God of our salvation, we thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be able to speak your word, to represent you in preaching your gospel and sharing with people the source of salvation for the soul.
Amen.
That someone, somewhere has believed and received the knowledge of the truth and is seeking now to find a way, to find their place, to find the opportunity so that they can be baptized for the remission of their sins.
Yes, that
you, by your powerful spirit, will add them to your spiritual kingdom, the church, and they can live their lives, work out their life, their salvation with fear, that's with reverence and obedience to you, dear God.
Amen.
Thank you for all that you do for us. We appreciate the material blessings of life that we have received because of your grace, love, and your mercy. We pray, dear God, that we will always use our material gain in order to exercise our faith in righteous living and to be able to encourage and help someone else to again be obedient and faithful to you, dear God, that we might promote the advancement of the kingdom of salvation in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Good night, Brother Parker, Brother Brown.
Good night.
To all of our faithful listeners and members of the Church of Christ around the world. Good night to all of our guests that came on who are not obeyed the gospel of Christ, but yet you want to know the truth. We are grateful for that, and we just hope that you'll all be back again. By the grace of God, we all be here to have a meeting of the minds, to meet with God, to reason with God. God says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as red or as black or as dirty, I will make your sins to remove and your soul be white as snow. God wants to save us from sin. He wants to get rid of sin because he's the only one that can do it. But we got to come
to him.
God bless you and good night.
Good night.